到你施恩宝座的面前。
We come together to your throne of blessing.
与这位圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体的真神在这里相会。
As we meet with the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
天父，求你应着我们心灵诚实的敬拜，满足你的心。
Heavenly Father, may your heart be satisfied because of the worship that comes from our heart and truth.
把以下的时间恭敬的仰望交托在主你的手中。
We place the following times into your hands.
我们敬拜你，我们也要听你的声音。
We worship you and we want to hear your voice.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
李明哲弟兄刚才的报告，我看他非常非常的兴奋。
I guess Brother Michael Lee was so excited about his announcements.
他报告完忘记他要领会了。
After his announcements, he forgot that he was the chairman today.
我们非常感谢主，我们也感染到他心里面的喜乐。
We thank the Lord that because we indeed can feel his excitement.
弟兄姊妹，你信不信喜乐是会感染的？
Do you believe that joyfulness is contagious?
所以相对的，我们的忧愁也会传染。
So you can also understand that our sadness is also contagious.
所以我们越来越明白为什么保罗要我们在主里常常喜乐。
So now we understand why Paul wrote to us and say we should be joyful always.
因为我们喜乐，我们的四周也因此受感染。
Because if we're joyful, then those around us can feel the joy.
我相信我们在最近这几天，弟兄姊妹都非常关心中东和平的进展。
In the past few days, perhaps a lot of you have been paying attention to the Mideast peace talks.
那么除了这个我们所关心的事以外，第二个关心的大概是这个问题。
Perhaps the second thing that we are concerned with is,
我们什么时候搬到新堂？
When can we move to our new church?
我曾经对建堂的委员会的同工说，
I have said the following to those who were planning for the new church.
我说不管怎么样，我们11月22号以前一定要搬进去。
I said no matter what, we have to move by the 22nd of November.
我们听见虽然这个没有保证的消息，但是对我们来讲是个好消息。11月16号，我们希望能够搬进去。
So even though the promise is not 100% guaranteed, we are indeed very excited that now the 16th is the target date.
为什么我说11月22号呢？
Why do I mention the 22nd?
因为教会11月22号到24号有本年的年度的拆船年会。
Because on the 22nd to the 24th of this month is our annual mission conference.
而且在11月24号，就是那个拆船年会最后一天的下午2点，我们有新堂献堂的感恩礼拜。
And on the 24th of November, after the conclusion of the mission conference, in the afternoon, we will have a dedication ceremony for the new church.
我在准备信息的时候写了一句话，我说下个礼拜我就要凭信心发出请帖了。
And I wrote in my sermon preparation that next week I have to send out the invitations by faith.
今天听见李明哲的话，我的信心就更大一点了。
After listening to Brother Lee's announcement, my faith increased.
拆船年会和献堂在同一天，弟兄姊妹，这不是巧合。
It is not just a coincidence that we have the dedication of the new church together with the mission conference.
我们很早就刻意地安排把这两个大日子放在同一天。
Indeed, we plan to have those two programs happen on the same day.
3年多前，当这个巴姆地出现在我们眼前的时候，
Almost 3 years ago, when this piece of land first appeared to us.
一直到今天，我的心里面没有丝毫的怀疑。
Even today, I've never had a slightest doubt.
上帝把这块地给我们，直接与福音有关系。
God gave this property to us so that we can participate directly in His work of the gospel.
我们在献堂那一天，也是我们拆船年会的最高潮的时候，这里面有它的意义的。
There's a special meaning for us to have the dedication ceremony during the climactic conclusion of our mission conference.
我差不多我要跟弟兄姊妹讲，弟兄姊妹 read my lips. 我要讲得非常的清楚。
I want to be very clear about this.
建新堂的目的和意义是什么呢？
What is the purpose for us building this new church?
除了这个目的和意义以外，没有其他的意义和目的。
There's no other meaning or purpose.
弟兄姊妹，我们建新堂是为了让福音能够广传。
We build this church so that the gospel can be preached widely.
尤其是我们在今年拆船年会的时候。
This year during our mission week or mission conference.
请弟兄姊妹及早把这三天的时间分别出来。
I encourage you to mark it on your calendars right now.
换句话说，我们进新堂的第一个最有意义的聚会就是拆船的年会。
If one of the first meetings that we'll be holding in this new church is indeed our mission conference.
加上这次的讲员是我们两年前就请好的戴绍征牧师。
Our speaker is actually has been invited over 2 years ago, Dr. James Taylor III.
那么难得我们有这样合适的讲员，在这样有意义的聚会，弟兄姊妹，我们不能不来参加这一次的聚会。
So we have to come given such a speaker and such a special meaning to the conference.
本教会在过去很少开特别的培灵大会。
We have not been offering devotional spiritual meetings a lot.
但是每一年的拆船聚会对我个人来说就是一次很重要的培灵的聚会。
But it turns out that during our mission conference time, that became a time of revival to many.
我们个人需要培灵，我们的教会也需要在迈进新的纪元的时候被主提醒。
Our personal spirits need to be revived, and indeed, before we move into this new church, the whole church needs to be revived.
虽然我们只有三天集中在拆船的这个年会上。
Although we're only spending 3 days to emphasize mission,
但是每一年在十月的时候是我们教会的拆船月份。
We have actually designated November as the month of mission.
我们盼望整个月的聚会能够集中在这个拆船的重点上。
We want to spend the whole month emphasizing the concept of mission.
今年我们拆船年会的主题是什么呢？
What is the theme for our mission conference?
建立基督的身体，履行拆船的使命。
Building up the body of Christ for mission.
在英文主要让我们听到说，在拆船的事工上怎么样来建立这个教会基督的身体。
So indeed we want to know for the sake of mission how we are going to build up the church.
请我们读两处的圣经，请各位先翻到以弗所书第四章。
Let's turn now to the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章十一节到第十六节。
Verses 11 to 16.
我想为了节省时间，我们请孙弟兄替我们用英文把这六节圣经念一遍。
The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 16. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves,blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of men in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
在这里我们很清楚地看到今年我们教会的主题是取自刚才所读的这段经文。
So now you see the theme for the church this year is taken from this passage.
建立基督的身体。
Building the body of Christ.
我们看中文圣经跟英文圣经有稍微一点点的不同。
When you read the Chinese interpretation in the English, you see there are slight differences.
十二节为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体没有因果的关系。但如果我们读英文的话，有一个 so that， 很清楚地看见它的因果的关系。
In verse 12 in the Chinese version, there is no clear cause and effect, but in verse 12 in the English, the word so that is very clear.
他这里说 so that the body of Christ may be built up， 就是换句话说，成全圣徒各尽其职的目的是要让基督的身体被建立起来。
In other words, then the purpose for preparing God's people for works of service is to build up the body of Christ.
然后从十三节到十六节，保罗就继续提到这个身体应该有一些什么样的现象，身体里面彼此之间应该有什么样的关系。
And then in verses 13 to 16, Paul begins to describe the body, its characteristics, and the relation between its parts.
请各位再翻到腓立比书第一章，刚才李明哲弟兄一开始的时候带我们所读的一段经文。
Let's turn also to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
节省时间，我们只看第三节到第五节。
We'll only read verse 3 to 5.
我用中文来念。在这里说，我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求，因为从头一天直到如今，你们都是同心合意的兴旺福音。在这段圣经里面，我们看见保罗对腓立比教会的称赞。
Here we see Paul praising the church in Philippi.
弟兄姊妹，我们要注意一件事情。
We have to pay attention to one thing.
腓立比教会是个好教会，但不是一个完全的教会。
The church at Philippi is a good church, but not a perfect one.
离开那个绝对的标准还差一段相当漫长的路。
It is pretty far removed from that absolute standard of perfection.
虽然不完全，
even though it may not be perfect,
但是这个教会却深深地满足保罗的心。
But this church has gave Paul deep satisfaction.
我常常说一个比喻。
I've given this analogy.
这里如果有半杯水的话，
If there's only half a cup of water,
因为你的个性和哲学的不同，你就从不同的角度来看这个半杯水。
Because you may have a different character and you work from different philosophies, you can look at it from different viewpoints.
比较乐观的人一看，他说是半满的。
The optimist may say it is half filled with water.
比较悲观的人说那是半空的。
Those who are slightly pessimistic may say it's half empty.
完全是你从哪一个角度来看。
So depends on your viewpoint.
事实是客观的。
The fact may be objective.
解释是主观的。
But the interpretation is subjective.
所以有一个皮鞋公司的人的一个 marketing 的一个人到了非洲。
So there was a marketing analyst.For shoe company arrived in Africa.
他打电报回到他的总公司说，非洲不要卖鞋，因为这些人都不穿鞋。
He sent a fax back to his company and said, "Let's not spend any effort here because none of the Africans wear shoes."
当然那是早年的事情。
This occurred earlier on.
那么另外一个人去了。
Then another person came.
他打回一个电报来。
Send a telegraph.
他说非洲的市场很大，因为非洲都没有人穿鞋。
He said the market here is tremendous because none of them wear shoes.
同样一件事情，
the same facts.
从不同的角度带出不同的结果出来。
You can reach different conclusions.
我常常提醒我自己。
So I keep on reminding myself.
虽然腓立比教会不完全，
even though the church at Philippi is not
perfect. 为什么我要先看它的不完全呢？
Then why should I emphasize on the imperfection?
保罗总是提醒我们先看那个好看的部分，先看那个正面的部分。
Paul is encouraging us to look at the positive.
当然，我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹只看那个半满的就算了。
Of course, I'm not encouraging you just to say, "Well, it's half filled and be satisfied."
我被提醒了，我愿意也在这里提醒弟兄姊妹。
I was reminded myself, and I would like to remind all of you.
我们先看那个半满的。
Even though we say it's half full,
然后我们才来看怎么样能够让这个半满能够更满。
Then we want to see how we can fill the rest.
如果我们先看半空的，
if we first emphasize it's half empty,
我们的心情已经打了败仗。
Then already in our spirits we have lost.
所以保罗虽然看腓立比教会不是个完全的教会，
so even though Paul did not count the church at Philippi as perfect,
但是他会从正面的角度来看一件事情。
But he looked at them with a positive view.
所以他就看见这个教会使他喜乐，使他满足。
And when he remembers this church, he is filled with joy and satisfaction.
因为这个教会是个兴旺福音的教会。
Because this church is one that has a partnership in the gospel.
不只是兴旺教会，而且是同心合意的兴旺福音。
He joined together, united in spirit, trying to promote the gospel.
不只是同心合意的兴旺福音，他是从头一天直到如今都是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Not only so, they've been doing that from the first day until now.
从头一天直到如今是多久呢？
How long has it been from the first day until now?
从保罗设立腓立比教会到他写腓立比书。
From the time the church established the church at Philippi to the time when he wrote this letter,
十年的时间,
it's a period of 10 years.
这个教会十年如一日，一直是同心合意，不断的兴旺福音。
So for 10 years, they participated together for the proclamation of the gospel.
很明显的，我们中文的翻译和英文的翻译不同。
Again, the English and the Chinese translations are slightly different.
今天早上我希望从英文的翻译我们来思想我们今天早上的主题。
But today I will be emphasizing from the English interpretation.
在英文同心合意兴旺福音把它翻译成 the partnership in the gospel. 在福音里面的那个伙伴性或者在福音里面的那个同心合意的这一部分。
In verse 5, the English translation is such that because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
这句很简单的翻译我们可以看见有两件给我们的提醒。
We can be reminded in two ways.
第一个，基督的身体如何在福音里被建造起来。
First, we need to be reminded that the body of Christ can be built up in the gospel.
Partnership in the gospel. 我们在福音的里面。是我们工作的范围。
The surroundings in which we work is in the gospel.
在福音里面，就是保罗在这里非常强调，提醒腓立比教会，我相信也是今天早上要提醒我们这个教会。
I think as Paul is reminding the church of Philippi, he is also reminding us.
第二，基督的身体要在 partnership 里建起来。
Secondly, the body of Christ have to be built up in a sense of partnership.
所以 partnership in the gospel 给我们看到有两方面的语重心长的提醒。
So in these two descriptions, partnership and in the gospel, he is giving us a tremendous reminder.
我们先思想，先解释一下什么叫做在福音里面建立基督的身体。
Let's first meditate on the concept of building the church of Christ in the gospel.
保罗在2000年前知道教会的事工是多元性。
Paul understood almost 2,000 years ago that there are many aspects to the church ministry.
保罗也知道教会的事工是全面性的。
And he knows it is a holistic ministry.
弟兄姊妹，将来我们进新堂。
When we move into our new church,
其实不要说进新堂，我们过去22年我们在这里的侍奉和见证。
Or when we think about what we have been doing in the past 22 years,
我们看见我们教会的事工是多元性的，我们教会的事工也是全面性。
Indeed, we see that there are many aspects to our ministry, and we try to make it a whole one.
在全面性和多元性的里面，保罗在这里刚才说语重心长地提醒我们一件事情。
And now Paul is reminding us from the depths of his spirit.
在我们建造这个教会的立场和目标上是单一的，是单一性的。
We should have only one purpose in building up the body of Christ.
In the gospel, 在福音里面，这是这个教会设立的一个很重要，要被提醒，再三被提醒的一个目标和立场。
And so we need to be reminded again and again that the foundation for us to build our church upon is in the gospel.
2个礼拜前在中文崇拜，我曾经跟弟兄姊妹思想腓立比书3:13。
2 weeks ago in the Chinese worship, I shared from Philippians 3, chapter 3, verse 13.
保罗在那里做见证说，我们很熟，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着。
He said, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it.
接下来他说，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后的，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑。
But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead.
One thing I do, 我只有一件事情，在那天2个礼拜前，我特别强调弟兄姊妹，让我们在教会里面领受一个只有一件事的态度。
2 weeks ago, I reminded us to adopt this type of spirit that there's only one thing for us to do.
保罗的侍奉是许多的事。
We know that Paul has done many different things.
他去许多的地方。
He's been to many different locales.
他建立了许多的教会。
He established many churches.
每一个教会有许多的事工。
And in each church, there's many different ministries.
但是保罗说一句话。
But Paul said,
我只有一件事。
One thing I do.
那一件事成为他做许多事的根基。
And this one thing becomes the foundation for all his other ministries.
这一件事成为许多事的一个开始。
It's the beginning of many other things.
只有一件事成为许多事的一个提醒。
And this one thing becomes the reminder of all these other ministries.
所以我在两个礼拜前提醒我们每一个人，让我们在这个教会弟兄姊妹有一个只有一件事的这样的一个心态 和一个精神。
So I encouraged us 2 weeks ago to establish the spirit of only one thing.
让我举一个实例。
Let me give you a real example.
过去教会办中文学校。
You might remember that the church started the ministry of the Chinese school.
我们知道我们在刚开始筹备的时候。
When we first started to plan.
我们经过了相当长时间的思想、开会、讨论。
We spent quite a lot of time in discussions, in meetings.
刚才李明哲弟兄报告，我们在今年的年会要讨论另外一件事工，就是将来在教会要成立托儿中心。
And just now, Brother Lee also mentioned that during our congregational meeting, we want to be discussing the establishment of a daycare center.
那么当大家在思想这些事情的时候，
And as we are thinking about these things,
我希望今天早上这篇信息能够帮助弟兄姊妹了解教会往这个方向走的原因是什么。
I want to help you to see the reason why the church is moving towards this direction.
很明显，中文学校也好，托儿中心也好，似乎与文化的关系过于与我们宗教的关系。
Perhaps it's very clear to us that the Chinese school and the daycare center has more to do with culture, society needs than religion.
托儿中心，我们看见我们似乎更多关怀社会，超于我们的所谓这个习惯的宗教的活动。
Perhaps some would say that a daycare center really is more responding to the needs of the society than the needs of our faith.
从文化和社会关怀的角度来看，很明显这是多元性的一个工作。
So these are in fact many different aspects of what we do.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们在这些似乎不是直接所谓跟福音有关系的工作上，我们不要忘记只有一件事的提醒。
But even as we discuss these things, which seemingly has nothing to do directly with our faith, let us understand and be reminded of only one thing.
我们所有的这些活动，不管是跟文化，不管是跟体育，不管是跟娱乐，不管是跟社会关怀有关，我们不能忘记，我们是个教会。
All these activities that we do, whether it's responding to cultural needs, needs of the society, recreation, so on.
一件事就是耶稣基督的救恩。
There's only one thing, that is the salvation of our Christ Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我把非基督徒分成两类。
Friends, brothers and sisters, I distinguish non-Christians into two major categories.
非基督徒我把它分成两种，这两种是哪两种呢？
What two kinds of categories?
一种呢，我们比较一般所说的叫做慕道者，叫 seekers。
We might say that the first kind are those we would say they are seekers.
那么另外一种我就找不出一个合适的名字，因为我很少在教会里面有人提到这一种的名称。
But then there's the second kind, and I'm finding it difficult to come up with a term to describe them.
中文比较容易，我就不知道它英文要怎么翻的。中文的第一个叫做渴慕真道者，叫 seeker。第二种呢，叫做漠不关心者。
Those who don't really care.
我是要他一个字，很难，对不对？一个是 seeker 简单，另外一个字，those who do not care， 或者说他是 indifferent 或者 apathetic。我们可以用很多不同的字来讲，但是呢，弟兄姊妹，你了解我说的这两类的人。
Of course, now you understand the two categories that I'm describing.
弟兄姊妹，传福音有传福音的策略性。
You know there are strategies in evangelism.
换句话说，传福音有传福音的步骤。
And there are special steps that one can take.
不要误会我的意思，传福音的本质是不变的，福音是不能改变。
Of course, do not misunderstand me. There's only one essence in the gospel.
我不是曾经在这里讲过，今天的教会有两大危机。
I've shared before that there are two major crises in the church.
第一个危机就是改变福音的内容。
Some may change the content of the gospel.
第二个危机就是不改变传福音的方法。
And the other crisis is you do not change the method of evangelism.
这句话是王牧师翻译的一本书上我看到的。
These are words that actually our Pastor Wang has used in one of his books.
Leighton Ford, 他有一本书叫 God's Persuader. 那本书上就提到说今天教会有两个危机，一个危机呢，就是我们改变了福音的中心内容，另外一个就是我们不肯改变传福音的方法。
So the two dangers are, one, we change the content of our gospel, and the second danger is we refuse to change our method of evangelism.
传福音的步骤是什么？
So what are the steps of evangelism?
第一个，我们要把漠不关心者把他先带到渴慕真道者。
The first step is to bring those who are indifferent into the rank of seekers.
然后我们从爱慕真道者把他改成相信耶稣者。
From seekers, we aim to make them into believers.
这里面有很讲究的地方。
So you see, there are actually a lot of details.
你今天出去传福音，有的人会接受，有的人不接受，甚至把你的单张撕掉，搞不好他还吐一点口水在单张上。
If you go out today and give a tract to someone, someone may turn to Christ right away, but then you may also run into those who will tear it up in front of you and spit upon it.
我在大学念书的时候就遇到后者。
When I was in college, I've met those who've done the latter.
我在台北中山北路上面发单张。
I was giving out tracts in Taipei.
哦，有的人谢谢谢谢。
Some thanked me.
当然他那个谢的非常非常的客套。
Of course, I can tell they are just being polite.
但是起码他接受了。
But at least they accepted the tracts.
我记得有个老先生，我给了他一张单张。
I remember this elderly gentleman. I gave him the tract. He received it.
我今天还可以带你到那个地点，就是我。发单张给他的那个地点在中山北路那个地方。
I can even bring you back to that exact spot.
因为我印象太深。
Because I've had such a deep impression.
我给了他单张以后。
When I gave him the track.
他看了一下。
He glanced at it.
我就离开他了。
And then I started to turn away.
后来他叫我，哎，过来过来。
Then he cried out to me and said, "Come."
我高兴得不得了。
I was very joyful.
终于有一个人有反应。
Someone responded.
但是我没有想到他的反应是怎么样的一种反应。
I did not know what he was going to respond like.
他拿着那个单张看着我。
He took hold of the track and looked at me.
这是基督教的单张吗？
So, is this a Christian track?
我说是的，基督教的单张。
And I say yes.
他说你是传道的人吗？
He said, are you a preacher?
我说我不是，我是个学生。
I said, no, but I'm a student.
你在哪里念书啊？
Where are you studying?
很客气，我说我在台湾大学念书。
And I said, I'm studying in National Taiwan University.
那他说你在这里做这个事情，你爸爸妈妈知不知道？
He said, does your parents know that you're doing this?
我说怎么回事啊？
I was dumbfounded. What is he driving at?
他说你爸爸妈妈知不知道你在这里抛头露面搞这一种事情。
He said, "Does your parents know that you are out in the public doing this kind of thing?"
然后就开始就骂我。
He started to scold me.
大声的骂我。
He scolded me with a loud voice.
就许许多多的邻居看热闹，那些幸灾乐祸的人就过来了。
So people started to gather around us.
他以为我是那个人的儿子。
Others thought that I am the son of this elderly gentleman.
一个逃家的儿子在路上被爸爸逮到了。
They thought that someone running away from home was caught by his father.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道我那一次的经验，一直到现在我没有办法忘记。
So you understand, I cannot forget that incident.
我们要真是分辨他是哪一类的人，我们怎么样来帮助他。
We need to distinguish what kind of non-Christian is he so that we can help them.
怎么样帮助一个漠不关心者变成爱慕真道者？
How can we help someone who is utterly indifferent into someone who yearns for the truth?
我们要用福音预工来帮助他。
We call this pre-evangelism.
福音预工来帮助他。
We call this type of work pre-evangelism.
弟兄姊妹请注意，中文学校托儿中心对我们来说是一个福音育工的工作。
So for us, the Chinese school and the daycare center is pre-evangelism.
但是福音育工的危险在哪里呢？
But there is a danger.
就是你忘记了那个目标和立场。
And that is you will forget your goal.
你把目的当手段，手段当目的，整个混乱掉。
Your ends became your means and so on.
所以我们需要注意福音育工，有的时候会带来一个教会的危险。
So indeed, when we perform pre-evangelistic work, there is a danger.
但是为了福音的缘故，弟兄姊妹，我们不能没有这个危险。
But for the sake of the gospel, we have to have this type of danger and challenge.
当然，对一个爱慕真道者变成相信的人，我们用的是福音本工。
Of course, when we help someone to turn from a seeker into a believer, that is what we call evangelism.
他很有渴慕的心。
He is already yearning for the truth.
就不要跟他兜圈子了。
So then, do not go around in circles with this.
他已经渴得要死，就把水给他喝。
They are thirsty, so just give them the water.
不要再画梅花，不要再画梅子给他看。
Don't just draw things to think that this will satisfy.
你知道中国人说望梅可以止咳，对不对？
Some say you can look at plums and satisfy your thirst.
哎呀，他已经渴得不得了，你给他看一个梅子的图画，你说这个叫做画梅。
If someone is really thirsty, don't just show them a picture of a plum and say, this will satisfy you.
你说台湾的话梅比香港的话梅更酸，哇，口水都出来了。
And you say these type of plums are sour, and then your saliva comes out.
弟兄姊妹，那个话梅止咳，那个是福音育工。
This we call pre-evangelism.
如果一个人渴慕真道，
if someone thirsts for the truth,
我们拿不出福音来给他。
And we cannot produce the truth.
弟兄姊妹，这是个很残忍的事情。
Then that's a very cruel thing.
但是今天我们很多基督徒就是在做这种残忍的事。
But this is indeed what we as Christians are doing.
上帝把一些渴慕真道人放在我们四周。
When God led those who yearns for the truth to us.
我们不知道怎么样向他传福音。
We do not know how to share the gospel with them.
哎呀，没有问题，我打电话叫。
But this is indeed what we as Christians are doing.
上帝把一些渴慕真道人放在我们四周。
When God led those who yearns for the truth to us,
我们不知道怎么样向他传福音。
We do not know how to share the gospel with them.
哎呀，没有问题，我打电话叫李牧师，李牧师会来找你。
So you say, oh, no problem. Let me call Pastor Lee. He will come visit you.
弟兄姊妹，我们盼望我们每一个基督徒懂得把梅子拿出来给那个渴口渴的人。
But it is our wish that each one of us can satisfy those who are thirsty.
所以保罗在这里提醒我们。
So Paul is reminding us.
我们要在福音的基础上来建立基督的身体。
We have to build the body of Christ on the foundation of the gospel.
不管是育工的或者是本工的。
Whether we're talking about pre-evangelism or evangelism itself.
第二，保罗说在 partnership 里面建立基督的身体。
And then Paul mentioned that we have to be partners in the building up of the body.
Partnership 这个字在原文希腊文是什么字呢？
What is the original Greek word that Paul used?
这个希腊文叫 koinonia， 就是 fellowship 团契的这个字。
The word that's actually used is the same word that's been translated elsewhere as the fellowship.
事实上保罗对于这个 koinonia fellowship 这个字在腓立比书里面有非常生动而深入的解释。
In fact, Paul used very vivid examples in the book of Philippians to describe the fellowship.
起码用过四次。
He used this word at least four times.
一次在一章里面发现。
The first time it appeared in chapter 1, the verse we read.
我们来做主日崇拜，我们也希望有一点读经研经的时间。
Perhaps this is a good time for us also to have some Bible study.
第一处是在第一章第五节，请各位看腓立比书。
So the first time that this word koinonia or fellowship appears is in chapter 1, verse 5.
中文说同心合意兴旺福音。英文。
The interpretation is the partnership in the gospel.
那么这个 fellowship 这个字是哪一个字呢？
So which particular word are we referring to?
英文是 partnership， 但是中文的是同心合意兴旺。我们把一个字把它变成六个字。
The English word partnership is translated in the Chinese with the sense of united in heart to prosper the gospel.
Okay, 看第二章。
The second time it appears in chapter 2.
第二章第一节。
Verse 1.
圣灵有什么 koinonia? 圣灵有什么交通？
If any fellowship with the Spirit.
那么很明显的，这个地方交通就是 fellowship 这个字。
So this, in this case, the word koinonia is the word fellowship.
这个字在第二章第一节是我们基督徒最熟悉的一个字，是在第二章第一节。
Actually, we are all very familiar with this verse.
但是第三处和第四处是一般我们提到团契的时候我们不太注意的。
But then the other times when the same word appear, we are not that familiar with.
但是这两处的圣经却是非常的重要。第一个是在第三章第十节。
But then the third time it appears is in verse 10 of chapter 3.
保罗在这里说使我认识基督晓得他复活的大能并且晓得和他一同受苦效法他的死。在这句话里面也有 koinonia 这个字。
In verse 10 it says, I want to know Christ, the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering.
所以在中文是与他一同就是这个 fellowship 的意思。
So in the Chinese it's not clear, but in English the word fellowship,It's very clear here.
英文很清楚 the fellowship of sharing in his suffering 是讲到受苦与耶稣一同有 fellowship 的意思。
And here it's very clear that we are sharing in Christ's suffering.
这一层的 fellowship 比较深奥也比较神秘性。
This type of fellowship perhaps is a deeper one and perhaps have some mystic sense to it.
Berean fellowship, 比利亚团契。
When we say the Berean Fellowship,
这个团契的意义不是单单第二章第一节的那个意义而已。
Now we understand the word fellowship is not limited to the fellowship in chapter 2.
我们没有时间详细讲，我们看第四个，第四章十五节。
In chapter 4, verse 15.
腓立比人呐，你们也知道，我初传福音离了马其顿的时候，论到受受的事，除了你们以外，并没有别的教会供给我。
Moreover, as your Philippians know, in the early days of your acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving.
因为很清楚 shared with me 是我们一起分享，中文看不出这个字来。
In the Chinese, interpretation is very hard to find this word.
中文就是供给 provide 那个字，就是原来的这个 fellowship 的意思。
But the word here translated as sharing with me is actually the same Greek word koinonia.
所以 koinonia 这个字在第四章是讲的最实际，但是对我们来讲是最陌生。
So in chapter 4, this type of fellowship is the most practical, but perhaps the one that we are most unfamiliar with.
所以在教会里面物质东西的受受 giving and receiving 就是一种的 fellowship.
So the giving and sharing of physical resources in the church is also a form of fellowship.
好，我们回到第一章第五节。
Let's turn back to chapter 1.
我们在这里看到差传的事工或者福音的工作在建立基督的身体的关系上有一个秘诀。
So now we see there's a secret in the work of mission and evangelism in the church.
那个秘诀就是 partnership.
And that secret is partnership.
那我就在想为什么他这个地方不用 fellowship 要翻成 partnership
So I started to think why did they translate this in English as partnership and not fellowship
我发现我的英文不够好所以我就去查字典到底 partner 在英文字典是怎么讲
So I went to look up the dictionary
那我看 Webster dictionary
I went to look up Webster's
哦，我发现它有好几个意义
And I found several meanings to the word partner
夫妻是一种的 partner
For example, a husband and wife relationship is a partnership.
跳舞舞伴那是一种的 partner.
When you dance with one another, you are partners.
玩的玩伴也叫 partner.
You can say your playmate is a partner.
打网球双打的时候，刚告给同一个国的那个是我的 partner.
When you play doubles in tennis, you have a partner.
打桥牌的时候你的搭档叫做 partner
When you play a game of bridge You have a partner
好我们把这三个关系想到保罗这里讲到 gospel 的 partnership 很有意思
So when we apply these definitions or illustrations of partnership to hear, we find a wealth of inspiration.
但是我最欣赏的一个定义在 Webster Dictionary 里面是什么呢？
But one of my favorite definitions from the Webster Dictionary
请你读一下。
Is one who is associated with one or more persons in the same business, shares with them its profits and risks.
好，他这里说，与一个人或一伙人合伙同时来分享这个事业的利益和风险的那个人叫做 partner， 所以在这个定义我觉得很有意思。
I really like this definition。
这个 partnership， 这个伙伴的关系不是单单只从好处或者收益这个角度来看。
A partnership is not one that's only concerned with the advantages and the profits。
里面也有 risk，也有一些风险在里面。
A true partnership faces risks together.
好，保罗怎么说呢？
So what did Paul say?
从头一天直到如今，
From the first day till today,
你们跟我在福音上有 partnership 的关系。
You have been partners with me in the gospel.
换句话说，在这十年的时间里面，
In other words, in the past decade,
我们在福音的工作上，
In the work of the gospel,
我们同甘也共苦。
We have been sharing our profits and our risks.
我们有过风险，但是我们也有一起快乐的时候。
We've gone through sorrow together, but then we also share our joy.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的信仰里面，
In our faith,
如果我们以为信耶稣一切就顺利，
If our concept is believing Christ will lead to smoothness,
这是一般的宗教，这不是圣经启示的上帝给我们的这样的信仰。
That is only a typical religious type of conviction. It is not the same as Christian faith.
对我个人来说，
To me personally,
我对于侍奉的顺利性是我一天到晚梦寐以求的。
Yes, I indeed seek for smoothness in my service in the Lord.
但是遇到挫折和打击的时候，
But when I'm faced with frustrations and difficulties,
我也知道这是神所许可的。
I still know this comes from God.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为顺才是祝福，逆就一定是咒诅。
Do not always think that difficulties are curses.
不要以为健康是祝福，生病就是咒诅。
Don't always think that because you are healthy, you are blessed by God, but if you are sick, then you are not.
我们的信仰要这样超越。
Our faith has to transcend this type of faith.
今天很流行的，大家都说我们要追求卓越，这是现在最流行的一句话。
Perhaps you're familiar with the phrase that we are seeking for excellence.
我们是需要 excellence， 但是呢，在我的信仰里面，我不是追求卓越，我是追求超越。
I'm not seeking for excellence. I'm seeking for transcendence.
今天基督徒要学习怎么样有一个很潇洒属灵的态度来看我们的周遭的世界。
We have to look at things happening around us with a spiritual viewpoint.
所以从腓立比书一章五节，我们看见这句话里面很深的。
So we see this few words actually contain very deep meaning.
所以我盼望弟兄姊妹看到这个同心合意兴旺福音或者 partnership in the gospel 的时候，我们不是单单只是在表面来欣赏了解而已。
So I don't want us just to look at these words partnership in the gospel very superficially.
我们的主题，差传年会的主题，建立基督的身体，履行差传的使命。
The theme for the mission conference is building up the body of Christ for mission.
容许我在差传月的第一个主日，我用 partnership来作为这两件事情连在一起的那个关键。
So allow me to use this first week of November, the mission month, to use this word partnership to open up our discussion and thinking.
很简单的，很快的，提到两个具体的建议。
I have two very practical suggestions.
第一个，
First,
我们教会有不少宣教士在前线打仗。
There are a number of missionaries that we support. They are what we call in the front lines.
我相信大家应该知道陈景吾牧师全家在德国。
I'm hoping and I think most of you know that the Chans are serving in Germany.
Atikari, 很多人我希望你知道我是在讲谁。
可能有些人不太知道，吴丽贤姊妹他们夫妇，他们在菲律宾，全家在菲律宾第一线侍奉主。
When I mention the Adhikaris, I hope that it's not unfamiliar to you. I refer to Ronnie and Shelby in the Philippines.
我最近得到一个资料。
Recently, I received this news item.
在美国的华人教会。
Among the Chinese churches in America.
从中国教会拆去外地做宣教士的，全美国只有二十几个。
There are only about 20 or so missionaries sent out from the Chinese churches in North America to cross-cultural work.
这个来源我相信应该是准确的，是因为是张子华牧师说的。
I believe in the trustworthiness of the source.
那天他在讲的时候，
When this person, Dr. Jung, shared with me,
我跟冯雅各牧师在讲。
I was actually talking with Reverend Fong.
Chinatown 的教会跟我们郊区的教会，我们的宣教士就已经将近有六七个了。
From their church and our church, we can count 6 to 7 missionaries that has direct relation to our church.
所以我突然发现二十几个，我们占的比例还蛮高的。
And I suddenly discovered out of this 20 or so, we actually have a good percentage.
除了菲律宾、德国以外，我们还有一个单身在台湾。
Other than in the Philippines and in Germany, we also have one in Taiwan.
戴基中牧师
Jamie Taylor.
那不是直接的，还有一些。
And there are others who are not, we are not directly associated.
弟兄姊妹，当我们说德国是第一线，台湾是第一线，菲律宾是第一线，难道我们也不能看到波士顿也是第一线吗？
When we say that they are in the front lines in Germany, in the Philippines, in Taiwan, what about in Boston?
所以当我们提到 partnership 的时候呢，我们要这样说，他们在前线传福音，我们在后方也要传福音，这才构成伙伴性的这样的一个条件。
When we say then we are partners and they are sharing the gospel in the front lines,then we have to be sharing the gospel here in Boston.
弟兄姊妹，没有道理，我们只是让他们在那边传福音，而我们在这里袖手旁观。
It's not reasonable for them to be doing all the work.
过去二十二年。
In the past 22 years.
大家知道，今年是我们教会二十二周年。
Of course, I have to remind you that this year is actually the 22nd anniversary of our church.
我们教会的增长率是多少呢？
What is the rate of our growth?
大概在12%上下。
I've calculated it to be around 12%.
那我就以现在我们500人进入新堂来说吧。
So we start with say around 500 moving into our new church.
我做一个计算。
So I did a calculation.
如果我们每一年的目标是增长15%。
If our growth projection is 15%,
每一年我们有15%的增长。
By 15%.
现在500人。
Now we have 500.
十年以后。
In 10 years.
我们的人数可以达到2020个人。
We should reach the number 2020.
好，那你说，哎呀，大家很高兴，十年以后我再回来看看是不是2000人。
You may be very excited, but I would like to know if I come back in 10 years, would we actually reach 2000?
我们不讲那么远，我们只讲这一年。
How about just this year?
如果500人到明年这个时候我们要涨到 15% 的话，我们应该有575个人聚会。
If we use the same rate of growth, then by next year, the same time, we should have 575.
那我就坐下来做一点 homework, 做一点这个计算。
So I sat down and did my homework.
怎么样能够明年到这个时候有575个人？
How can we reach 575 next year?
第一个最主要的条件。
The first most important condition.
这500人明年这个时候这500人都还在。
Is that we keep the same 500 first.
如果我们拼命在外面拉人，就这500人前门进来后门走，那不行，那这个达不到。
If we lead a lot of people coming in the front door and a lot of you are leaving through the back door, then we cannot reach that goal.
所以弟兄姊妹，你了解，我们一定要好好的栽培圣徒，造就成全圣徒的道理，就让这500人不要跑掉。
So we need to build up this present 500 congregation.
好，75个人哪里来？
Then we have to come up with the rest of the 75.
你们知道现在教会增长靠一个来源很大。
There is one very certain source of growth.
加拿大特别是如此。
Especially in the Canadian churches.
移民。
Immigration.
很多从香港的移民。
Many people immigrating from Hong Kong.
到了 Toronto, 到了 Vancouver 等等地方。
Going to Toronto, going to Vancouver.
教会弟兄姊妹高兴得不得了，我们教会增长了，增长了。
And many are so excited, they say our church is growing.
这个增长不是绝对的增长。
This is not real growth.
把香港的基督徒搬到你家，你增长，那边减少。
You're increasing your church numbers by removing the numbers from the church in Hong Kong.
我们感谢主，我们接受移民。
But we are very joyful. We say we gladly receive these immigrants.
好，我们75个里面有25个是移民。
So let us say out of those 75, 25 will be immigrants.
所以换句话说，明年我们如果好好的让弟兄姊妹在教会里面受喂养。
So in other words, if we can truly feed all of us in the church next year.
让弟兄姊妹能够长大。
So that we can grow.
好好的对待这些移民。
And we treat these newcomers with friendship.
让他们在这个地方当成他们属灵的家。
So that they feel this is their spiritual home.
只要带50个人信主，我们就可以达到这个目的。
Then we only need to lead 50 people to Christ.
弟兄姊妹，听起来不是一个难的事情。
When you hear about this, you think, hey, that's not too bad.
如果我们一直有一件事的精神和态度的话。
If we have this kind of spirit, there's only one thing that counts.
我们可以在福音营能够看到有一些人信主。
Perhaps some will come to Christ in the gospel camp.
我们可以从三元福音看见有人信主。
Perhaps we'll see some come to Christ through evangelism explosion.
我们可以从英文的崇拜的布道会有人信主。
Perhaps evangelistic meetings organized by the English congregation.
我们可以看见在分区的布道上有人信主。
Or perhaps in the local fellowships.
弟兄姊妹，总而言之，让我们去传福音。
The bottom line is we have to share the gospel.
也许有一些人是从中文学校的家长，他们信主。
Perhaps some will come to Christ because they are parents of children who comes to Chinese school.
从托儿中心的家长，他们信主。
Perhaps some will bring their kids to the daycare center and through that they come to know Christ.
第一个建议。
That's my first.
第二个具体的建议。
The second practical.Suggestion.
Partnership 怎么样应用在我们身上？
How can we apply the concept of partnership?
弟兄姊妹，他们在前线作战，我们一定要在后方支援他们。
Those who are working in the front lines, we have to be supplying.
不要以为说我们钱寄去就问题解决了。
Don't just think about, oh, we're sending them money, so that's enough.
我们要有金钱的支持。
Yes, we need to support them in finances.
要祷告的纪念。
But we need to support them in prayer.
信件电话的关怀。
Perhaps call them or write them.
弟兄姊妹，一封信对他们来讲是何等的宝贝。
You will be surprised at how much they really treasure a letter from you.
第四，旅行出差到了菲律宾，到了德国去探访他们。
Perhaps when you travel on business of a pleasure, you can go there and see them.
这个叫 partnership.
This is what we call partnership.
因为时间的关系。
Because of time.
我今天只是做一个开头。
I can just give you a beginning.
让我们一个月的时间。
Let's spend the month of November.
让我们在主的面前思想什么叫做建立基督的身体，履行这个差传的使命。
To ponder before God how we can indeed build up the body for mission.
张子华牧师三个礼拜来以前来的时候
，Reverend Fred Chern came here 3 weeks ago.
他给我们。教会的这些传道牧师们两个挑战。
He gave two challenges to the ministerial staff.
第一个。
The first challenge.
他说到公元2000年。
By the year 2000.
希望美国每一间的华人教会。
It is his wish that every Chinese church in North America.
能够达到教会的经常费与支持差传的奉献相等。
That the general fund and the mission giving will be equal.
上个礼拜我在纽约一个教会领他们的差传年会。
Last week I was in New York leading a mission conference in another church.
到最后一天，他们也是有这个信心任现。
And on the last day, they also collect the faith pledges.
那我就问他们目标是多少。
So I asked them, "What is your goal?"
他说我们的目标是我们总的这个经常费的四分之一。
They say, "Our goal is." To have a faith pledge of a quarter of our total general fund.
我说你们一年的总的这个开销是多少？
So I said, what is your total expenditure in a year?
他们说1992年他们的目标是$1,000,000.
They say in 1992 their projected budget will be $1,000,000.
所以他们差传的目标是25万。
In other words, their faith pledge goal is 250,000.
刚才说吃话梅。
Just now I mentioned how we draw plums.
我听到他们一讲，我心里面很酸呢。
When I heard that, I feel some jealousy.
很羡慕他们。
I was very envious.
我回来的时候跟师母说。
When I came back, I shared with Mrs. Lee.
我愿意接受这个挑战。
I want to receive this challenge.
我们希望能够到一天，我们支持拆船海外宣道的金钱能够更大幅度的增加。
We want to see increases in the amounts we're giving to foreign mission.
我们知道今年九一年我们是多少吗？
Do you know what was our budget for this year, 1991?
105,000.
100,000 and five.
弟兄姊妹，盼望我们今年在不景气又这个建堂献堂等等的那个压力之下，我们希望不影响第一线侍奉主的这些基督的精兵。
Even as we are facing with these economic uncertainties and the demands from the new church, we have to remember those who are serving in the front lines.
我们为这件事情祷告。
We should pray for this.
第二，他说到公元两千年。
The second challenge he gave us.
希望在美国的华人教会，每100个家庭就有一对夫妇出去做宣教士。
Is that by the year 2000, that in the Chinese churches, for every 100 couple, one couple will dedicate themselves to become missionaries.
我算一算，我们教会好像已经有这样的一个达到这样一个水准。
I did a quick calculation, and I realized that we have already achieved that.
让我们同心合意。兴旺福音。
But let us join together as a partnership for the sake of the gospel.
但我们在主面前说。
So that we can say before God.
I would be true. 243首，我要真诚，请各位翻到243首。
I would be true. Hymn 2.